is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to Mac and Gatos on the program. Fantastic show so far, Mac. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, you are on your game.
I am.
I mean, this is as good as you've done all year. Took you till almost the end of October to pull out a really great show. On your side of
it. I'm waiting for you to do the same this year.
Oh. So,
By the way.
Yes.
ADOT has put out a tweet that says, if you're going to the Cardinals or ASU game tonight.
Leave now.
Leave now.
Really?
Leave now.
Leave? I was just kidding.
No.
Leave now.
Especially for the Cardinals game. They are expecting massive delays and backups on the I-10 and the 101 over on the west side. And, of course, then the game starts at about 5:20, 5:30.
Right.
And then the ASU game starts at 6 in Tempe. So ADOT is advising people, leave now if you want to get to that game on time.
Woo! All right, Detour Dan will be here today. And he'll maneuver you around the valley better than anybody in the entire country.
Yep.
Okay, let's get to something that certainly started to, you know, show its ugly head late last week, and then certainly after the debate with Sinema and McSally with the treason, okay?
The accusation of treason, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I think I'd like to make at least an argument, and I've said this before, I think this is a stupid argument, and I think McSally is way better than this to continue talking about this treason thing. So if you don't know what it's about, we're going to take 30 seconds to review it very quickly,
right.
Okay? 2003 radio interview, Kyrsten Sinema.
Those of us who are privileged to have more do owe something to others. I don't
by
think
force?
That... No. I don't think...
By more, I mean, as an individual, if I want to go fight in the Taliban army, I go over there and I'm fighting for the Taliban. I'm saying that's a personal decision. Individual,
fine, I don't care if you want to do that. Go
I want to go...
I don't care if you want to do that. Go ahead. Okay, so... McSally says that's treason, and she said that during the debate.
Kyrsten, what came out last week, CNN reported that in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight against us. You said you had no problem
with that. We're running out of time. Okay.
Ted,
running
let
out
her speak.
Time. So that was kind of thrown out by McSally as
right.
a grenade over, you know, there was only a minute left in the debate and
right.
it was over, as you could hear Ted Simon say, hey, listen, we got to go to closing arguments. After the debate, McSally.
How can you use the word treason based on what?
These were her words. A CNN article came out last Friday that in 2003, in a radio interview, they said, are you okay with American joining the Taliban? And she said, I'm okay with that.
No.
The Taliban is our enemy. I was taking shots at the Taliban when I was flying the A-10 Warthog.
Not what she said.
Right.
Not what she said at all.
Okay.
And I don't mean that I misheard it or you misheard it. She didn't say Americans should go fight. This guy, this...
Blowhard.
The okay. Yeah.
Some boring AM talk show
there
host. You can barely hear him,
right.
you know, with all the static.
Basically said, if I want to go fight for the Taliban, well, that's my... And she said, fine.
Okay,
yeah, fine.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's she didn't say, Americans, rise up, join the Taliban.
Right.
America sucks. That's not what she said. But McSally came off, to me, a little desperate and a little strident when she's trying to make this stick to Kyrsten Sinema.
There have been Republicans that have called Sinema anti-American. She committed treason. Let's play a few seconds of her interview with us yesterday. Kyrsten Sinema with us talking about, first of all, the tutu ad, pink tutu ad.
Right.
And she said, well, that was an ad that was put out by McSally that basically said, hey, when I was bombing the Taliban, she was
protesting the troops.
And
anti-military.
Was she really protesting the troops?
No, she was protesting
okay.
the war.
Listen to what Kyrsten Sinema said. And after you hear what she said on yesterday's show, do you really think that she could commit treason or she's anti-troop?
15 years ago, I was opposed to the war.
This is the war in Iraq.
Yes, yeah. Which is still happening.
Mm-hmm.
What's unfortunate about what Martha chose to do in that ad was to falsely allege that I was protesting our troops. And that actually... That bothered me because you guys know this. My own brothers serve in the military.
Right.
So my big brother is a Marine. He's now retired. He is the canine sergeant for the Tucson Police Department. And I couldn't be prouder than I am of him. And my little brother is still serving in active duty today. He's in the Navy. He's a gunner's mate. He's deployed six times in this war. I felt like it was really unfair. And three fact checkers said Martha's claim about Kyrsten is false. I have never protested our troops because that's my own family.
Martha McSally is counting on voters to either be ill-informed or not really do their own research. I'm not going to say she's counting on stupid voters. I'm not going to say that. But she's counting on people to only hear her and maybe a quick soundbite and then make a whole extrapolation of what Kyrsten Sinema said. And I it's not accurate. I don't like it. I'm not saying you should vote for Sinema because of it. I'm just saying that McSally has, and I don't understand this, McSally has gone all out and all in to the far right crowd rather than appeal to independents. And that may be her undoing, because if I'm an independent, Kyrsten Sinema has talked to independents, has basically focused her campaign to independents, and independent voters are the ones who are going to decide this election. McSally hasn't done any of that, and that may cost her.
Listen, the bottom line with me is, do you think Kyrsten Sinema would protest her own family? And I don't think she would. I don't think she did. I think that 2003 clip from a radio interview is stupid. I don't think it should be even discussed, but we got to bring it up because this whole treason thing has become some big campaign issue. I think Martha McSally is way better than this. I think she's got a lot better things to say than trying to call Kyrsten Sinema a committing treason. It's stupid. It's stupid. Now, I don't know if it'll lose, Sinema or McSally the debate. I will say this. If you are, you're
the debate or the election.
Excuse me, election. You talk about how will this play? Will it change anybody? If you read kind of what Sinema said, if you read it, it looks damning. If you hear it, you figure out.
Well, that's not what she was doing.
Was so in passing, trying to get
right
back on track in an interview. She's basically saying to this guy, yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, go ahead.
They were having two different conversations.
Right. If Kyrsten Sinema has two brothers that are in the military, she's not going to be anti-military. And if she is, that's really sick.
Well, it's not
really
only sick.
Sad. And it's just not the case.
It's not good for a politician to be anti-military if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I mean, that would be political suicide for you to say, I'm for abolishing or cutting back any kind of. But then again, Kyrsten Sinema has been accused of cutting funding or closing Luke Air Force Base, cutting back the military, demilitarizing the military, whatever you want to call it. Okay, you can take her up on, or you can, argue those points.
But to call her a traitor.
But to say that she's committed treason or calling for Americans to be treasonous is just ridiculous. But McSally's going to stick to that, hoping that it gets people to vote for.
You can also see it as McSally attacking a military family.
How so?
Sinema's from a military family. She's got two brothers. One was in the military. One still is in the military.
But McSally was in the military.
I know.
She could say, hey, I was in the military. I know what these families go through.
So does Sinema.
McSally actually served where Sinema didn't. She has the upper hand with
that.
We're
only talking about how families deal with it. Sinema knows nothing about being at war.
Right. Or in the military. Except
McSally knows
family.
Everything about being at war.
Right.
Okay. And even Sinema has said, Martha, I appreciate, your service to the country. I just think this is a dumb argument. I don't think there are independents out there that are going to buy this from McSally.
And the other side of it is, that's all you've got? You're going back to this is like Brett Kavanaugh all over again. You're going back to 2003 to make an argument why you shouldn't vote for somebody in 2018?
Why all Republicans were kind of saying, how could you go back to a high school incident?
Right.
It happened so long
ago.
Well, okay, fine. If we're going to go down that road, the Sinema radio interview happened so long ago.
Right.
And I just don't think it's important. I don't. I don't think that this is a big deal. And I believe Sinema when she says, if I'm going to protest the military, I'm protesting my own brother, my own
Which
big brother,
smart.
And my younger brother.
Which is
and
not
And I don't
smart.
Buy that she, Listen, do you know anyone out there that has a member of the military in their family? And I know most of you are saying yes. Okay, do the people in that family not like the troops? Do they dislike the troops? Do they want everyday Americans to go and fight for the Taliban? The answer is no.
I know
of
this.
Of course not.
This isn't an accurate statistic, but if you look back in history, you could say half the guys in Vietnam hated what was going on in Vietnam. They were protesting the war. They weren't protesting their job, which was in the military.
Yeah.
The actual soldiers hated the war.
They were forced to go, too.
And they were protesting. A lot of them protested when they came back, but they weren't protesting the military. They were protesting, you know, Nixon, Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and the war, not the military, not the people that they served
with. You can protest the war. If you want to go and protest soldiers, well, I'd be against you 100%.
Right.
Sinema
and
wasn't doing that.
Suicide.
Sinema wasn't doing that.
No.
I mean, come on. Let's be real here, okay? Yeah. I think McSally should drop it immediately. It is a dumb argument.
Yeah, she's never going to get an apology, which she wants from Kyrsten Sinema.
Now, I don't know if it'll be ineffective because some people might hear, oh, Sinema said what about the Taliban? Well, I'm rooting for McSally. Could happen. Maybe that's why they're continuing that argument. All right, coming up next. Why does the Phoenix Police Department have its own ice cream truck?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
If you miss any of the show, you can subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast. Text the word podcast to 411-923. You'll never miss any of the show, like the interview we did yesterday with Kyrsten Sinema. The newsmakers, whether it be national, local, they're all at Mac and Gatos. At the podcast, make sure you subscribe by texting the word podcast to 411-923. Phoenix police, and I would assume all police departments, they want to interact with the community. They want the community to know that they are, you know, reliable. They protect and serve. They're good people, and they want the community to not be against them, but to be with them. Is the secret to that giving away free ice cream?
Oh, I'm looking at a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Of a Phoenix Police ice cream truck.
Yeah, it's a Phoenix Police van that is got the Phoenix Police logo, but it's also got
Cream written on it.
And ice cream, pictures of ice cream on it.
Ooh, a vanilla cone.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a chocolate cone.
Maybe they've got...
mint chocolate chip,
What are they called? Bottle rockets? I don't know.
I
lived in the middle of nowhere. Ice cream trucks when I was a kid. Mm. But I will tell you one thing.
You never had indoor plumbing as a kid.
I did. It came later, but we did. The one thing I hope, because this thing is decked out. Okay, that's great. I hope to God the Phoenix Police Department did not put that ice cream music in there. Because the ice cream, when they play that music and they go up and down the street, it creeps people out, man. I hate it. I can't stand it. So I hope... I hope they don't have that. That
make me run away.
Just exactly.
Like I feel like a clown is going to jump out of the
right.
Yeah, I'm going to get mugged or worse.
Hey kid, want an ice cream cone?
No, I don't. Leave me alone.
Change. Can you come in the van while I get some quarters? Hold this roll of quarters for me.
I don't need.
No, I don't want. I don't want that.
So here's the deal. Courtesy Chevrolet donated the vehicle.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
It's a Chevy van.
Other police agencies around the country have similar ice cream truck programs. So Phoenix hopes it's going to offer more opportunities to engage with the community personally. And there's no better way to do that than ice cream.
Now, is it free ice cream or are they going to charge you? Because you can make money off this.
I'm looking.
All they say is they're going to hand out ice cream.
It's going to be free. You can't charge.
They can make money. Look, they need money.
Well, they need bodies, too.
Right. You make money. You can hire more people. They could have a whole side venture of being the ice cream like Mr. Softy Truck.
I don't know what Mr. Softy Truck is.
That's soft ice cream. Okay. Here's what you do. In every police cruiser, you have a soft ice cream dispenser.
Okay.
So if you have to, you know, lock up the bad guys, that's fine.
Oh.
But you can also sell the soft ice cream out of the back of the car, too. And charge people. Is that the new siren for the Phoenix PD?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
I hope not.
I am freaking out.
I hate that.
Like right around Halloween, because we're approaching Halloween, that kind of music makes me fill my shorts.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm just going to say it.
Right.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
It should.
It makes me feel like somebody creepy is going to jump out of an ice cream truck.
That's why I wouldn't do this, but Phoenix PD have already committed, so let's make it work, people. Sell the ice cream.
I'm sure the Phoenix PD will be fine with the ice cream
truck. Let's hope.
Just don't play that freaky music.
Mm.
All right, coming up next, Martha Maurer is going to give us the latest in news. You got to stick around all day today because we got a disaster that is called traffic all over the valley. ASU is playing at home. The Cardinals are playing at home. It's going to be a mess out there, and Detour Dan is here. So stick around for that. But up next, we need some phone calls, Mac.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to play Pick Your Poison, 277-KTAR. Basically, what we're going to do is bring you on the line. We have two really bad choices for you.
Right.
And we want you to pick the least worser of the one. You'll have a choice. They'll both stink.
But
you've got to figure out which one stinks less.
Right.
Which one is much worser than the worser other one?
And tell us which one you would pick.
277-5827. Pick your poison. Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Pick your poison. Mac and Gatos.
Oh, it's time for Pick Your Poison.
Yeah, we like to do it every once in a while.
Absolutely. Basically, how this works is you call 602-277-5827. We're going to ask you to pick your poison.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two really bad choices for you.
Yes.
But
you got to tell us why you're going to choose it.
Right. And then you and I will say which one we choose. So we want you to kind of pick the least
worser
one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this deals with food. This deals with food that you can go out and
purchase.
Buy.
Purchase with your own money.
Yeah. So we're going to give you two meals. We're going to explain what is in each meal.
Okay.
And then we'll ask you which one, if you had to, would you eat?
All right, the first one up is the Burger King Nightmare King Burger.
The fast food chain will serve a special edition sandwich for Halloween dubbed the Nightmare King.
That guy sounds bored.
I know.
Anyway.
Or he's a zombie.
Oh, very well played. This burger will induce nightmares.
It is led to a study has revealed.
A study!
The sandwich will induce nightmares, having tested it with 100 people over 10 nights.
Whoa.
They had 3.5 times increase in horrific nightmares.
The burger is made with a green sesame seed bun, along with a beef patty, chicken filet.
Green? A green bun? Say green sesame seed
yes.
bun?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Cheese, bacon, mayonnaise, and onions.
All right, so the nightmare burger from Burger King.
Right. Okay.
Okay, that's your first choice.
All right. Up next is Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, well, who doesn't like a wing?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. These aren't really the wings that you thought you would eat because there's something on them.
Barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
Barbecue pumpkin ale sauce, a pumpkin spiced flavoring that has hit everything from deodorant to mole sauce to cheese to sausage and soda.
Limited time only. Because, you know, the pumpkin spice thing is really only supposed to last like this long. But I say maybe get them a pumpkin spice wet nap.
Yeah.
Is that funny?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
To go along with their to-go
I'm
bag.
A wing purist. I like buffalo. That's it. But
okay.
That,
I would, all right, TV guy. Stop,
don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing, TV
They got
guy.
4 seconds left. They
exactly.
See it. Hold on.
At least try it.
I would try it, but I'm already mentally out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been mentally out for 7 years now at that station.
Ah, geez.
True
right.
story.
So you now have to pick your poison at 277-KTAR. Your choices, a Nightmare King Burger, induces nightmares, by the way, or the Pumpkin Spice Buffalo Wild Wings.
Can I just go hungry? Is that a choice?
No.
Ah, all right. Michelle, you're in Phoenix. Pick your poison.
You know what? Actually, once I heard the pumpkin spice wings, I'm totally curious because I just love everything pumpkin.
Yeah, I do too. The curiosity would get you, huh?
It would. It would totally get me, but I'm a little adventurous, so maybe that's playing a role here.
So you wouldn't eat, adventurous would be eating a nightmare burger.
No, that's self-torture right there.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Adventurous versus self-torture.
Right.
Michelle, that was awesome. Okay.
Frank in Mesa, pick your poison.
Well, I don't like pumpkin, anything pumpkin, but then again, I don't want no nightmares. I don't need no psychiatric help, so I guess I'll have to suck it up and do the wings.
All right, pumpkin.
Suck it up, do the wings.
Pumpkin wings, and really the reason, don't like nightmares.
Right.
All right, pick your poison. Who do we have next?
All right, Angel, you're in Surprise. Angel, pick your poison.
I take the Nightmare Burger.
Why?
Well, I honestly, I'm a big pumpkin lover, just like a lot of people, but I'm starting to get sick of the pumpkin spice everything. And I'm kind of curious as to if this thing would really cause nightmares or if just the name kind of freaked people out, if it was a self-induced thing. So, and I'm a big burger person, so Nightmare Burger all the way.
Okay, according to a doctor, a sleep doctor, mm-hmm. it's the combination of protein and cheese that leads to vivid dreams in this burger.
How big is the burger and how much cheese is on it?
It's got more than just cheese in a burger, though. It's got grilled beef, chicken, thick-cut bacon, because you don't want that thin
stuff. Why don't you ask the boring guy?
The burger is made with a green sesame seed bun, along with a beef patty, chicken filet, cheese, bacon, mayonnaise, and onions.
A beef patty and a chicken filet on it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, for Pete's sake!
Yeah, can't get enough protein there, zombie boy.
All right. Go ahead.
Rachel, you're in Phoenix. Pick your poison.
I would take the burger.
Okay, why?
Because, like, I cannot sleep, so that'd keep me up, because I have thousands of piles of homework to do.
Oh, that's pretty good. So you would avoid sleep.
Yeah.
You would avoid the nightmares.
Sure. Eat the burger, so you'll wind up screaming in the middle of the night and go, hey, I might as well do my homework.
Hey, if...
That's ridiculous.
That was smart. What was the name? Rachel?
Rachel.
Rachel's smart because you know what? If Rachel was in the Freddy Krueger movie, she would have lived.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying.
You know the...
Nightmare on Elm Street. Don't go to sleep. Rachel wasn't going to go to sleep.
You know the premise of that movie was specious to begin with.
No, it wasn't.
You have to sleep. If you don't sleep, you'll go insane and then you'll finally die.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, so we have... Wait. We have two burgers and two wings.
Mm-hmm.
This next one breaks the tie.
All right. Carol and Gilbert, break the tie. Pick your poison.
I'll take the burger.
Why?
Why?
I hate pumpkin spice.
Oh, that's...
I'd rather have the nightmares.
That's un-American.
I'd rather have nightmares than eat pumpkin.
Oh, Carol, how do you hate pumpkin?
You would have been great at the first Thanksgiving with all the pilgrims there, Carol.
How do you hate pumpkin?
Pumpkin pie. This is anti-American.
Oh,
get out.
I eat a pumpkin pie every Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Full one.
Yeah.
Not kidding you.
Why would you eat a whole pumpkin pie?
I love pumpkin. Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to eat the whole pie yourself?
Well, I don't have to, but I enjoy doing it.
Right. In front of the kids and everybody.
Yeah.
And people are crying
Spoon.
That they can't get.
Well, we have more. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
we have a couple. All right, Mac, pick your poison. Would you rather eat the Nightmare King Burger, which will induce nightmares, or the Pumpkin Spice Buffalo Wild Wings?
All right, I'll do the Buffalo Wild Wings. Pumpkin spice flavoring. Because I'm not eating anything. I will avoid nightmares at any cost. I do not like nightmares.
You're going with the nightmare. Oh, sorry. You're going with the pumpkin spice burger. Okay.
Right.
Pumpkin spice wings.
Right.
Sorry. I'm getting confused. Matt goes with the pumpkin spice wings.
See what happens when you don't sleep?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat the nightmare.
Why?
Here's why.
Why?
Here's why. I do not and will not and absolutely refuse to cheat on my Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. So I will not go anywhere near
anything
pumpkin
else.
Spice wings. No.
How about deodorant?
I would like that, actually. That'd be nice. I think I would smell delightful.
Pumpkin
spice. But
then
spice. But if I had that, I'd be trying to like lick my armpits.
All right, that's it.
What?
That was pick your poison. This has gone terribly wrong.
You know how to ruin a segment again.
I may ruin a segment. You derailed this segment.
I didn't derail it.
I want to lick my armpit.
Hey, if they taste like pumpkin, what's wrong?
Mm. All right, coming up.
Here, come here. Have a taste. Put my arm up.
There's nothing on there.
No. All right, I derailed that.
Who are you, Brad Pitt?
Go ahead.
An Arizona man's greed almost got him killed. We'll explain that. And Gatos' armpits next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up, the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories, including Donald Trump is coming to Arizona.
No way!
Could he shut down the southern border by the weekend?
We're trying to get Trump on.
We'll talk about it.
We got 2 days.
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow.
I know people do this. I have my wife's family, one of the family members, actually owns a mining claim, which means he can look for gold on a spot of land up in Utah somewhere. I've never been to that mining claim or whatever.
Gold.
But this guy is nuts. This guy was rescued out of a 100-foot mine shaft in western Maricopa County.
He's an Arizona guy.
He was looking for gold, and I guess his harness broke, and he was stuck down 100 feet,
oh,
and he had company.
Yeah, he had three rattlesnakes that he killed.
Three rattlesnakes.
This guy's tough, man.
How do you even see down there? I mean, I can't imagine being, you know, plummeting down in a dark hole.
Cell phone flashlight?
I don't know if he had a cell phone, but he didn't have cell service, so did he use his flash and you know, battle the cobras or whatever down there, or the
rattlesnake.
The python? Oh,
it's a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
This is an Indiana Jones, man. Remember when he fell down that
thing,
Raiders, all those snakes?
He hates snakes.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't like that. But there were three rattlesnakes. This guy killed them. So he was down there on Monday. And he had been down there since Monday. And one of his buddies, Terry Schrader, started to get worried on Wednesday when he still had not heard from his friend.
So he must have driven out to this spot and found him.
He had called me Monday and told me he was coming to the mine.
I don't like.
See, when he sounds like a miner.
No, but I don't like when people say Monday.
I know.
I like Monday. It's
right.
Not Monday.
It's
that
not
always,
Monday.
It drives me crazy.
Right.
Monday.
But he does sound like a miner. He's got that quick.
What's Tuesday? Tuesday is Tuesday.
And Friday.
He had called me Monday and told me he was coming to the mine, and always had a deal. Well, if he's not back by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the Tuesday.
Yeah. See, he sounds like he has one of those hats that roll up in the front, and then he's got a gray grizzled beard. Maybe
he's
they
tough.
Call him Gummy Joe because he's lost his teeth in the mine.
He could like take on a bear, it sounds like. This guy's tough.
Well, it sounds
these miners
it
are
sounds
tough.
Like it.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like it.
They'd take you in a second.
I'm not willing to be taken. What are you talking about?
As I pulled up in the truck, I could hear him hollering. Help, you know.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is actual sound of the guy who fell into a 100-foot deep mine shaft screaming. He's screaming.
Now, is that really necessary? Do you have to really record him in his moment of pain like that?
Oh,
I mean, is that you play that at his birthday party or something? Hey, remember when you fell 100 feet and you almost died? That's
you know what it sounded like, right? It sounded like he was being dragged off a United flight.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Okay.
Or they were putting him in the overhead compartment. Jeez.
Like they did that poor dog, Wally, whatever the dog's name was.
I don't think it was Wally.
It might have been.
Yeah.
I think, I got to tell you, first of all, you fall down a 100-foot deep mine shaft. You're there for like 3 days.
No food, no water.
You're killing rattlesnakes.
Maybe you're eating them.
You could.
If you're desperate, you can eat a snake.
Yeah, but you can't cook it or something. You peel the skin off and you take a solid bite?
Maybe.
Ew.
I know.
Gross.
But if you don't have access to fire.
All right. Well, I think he's going to be okay. Thank goodness. But I just don't get, I don't know anybody went and looked for gold anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big hobby. But there are people that, I mean, just pan for gold. Just go to a stream and
Let's do that this weekend. What are you doing? Let's go.
What am I doing? My wife's out of town. I have the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, can you see me going down with the baby in a 100-foot mine looking for gold?
2 years ago, that was a totally different answer you gave.
Darn
my
right.
wife's out of town.
Yeah!
Big 4 at 4 next. Wow.